I say, Dr. Minhas, I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named William V. Severe, W-I-L-L-I-A-M, middle initial V, S-A-W-Y-E-R, date of birth 02-17-1965, date of appointment 9-11-2025, requesting physician Brandon Shiro, B-R-A-N-D-O-N-S-C-H-I-R-O, MD. Dear Dr. Shiro, I have the pleasure of seeing William Severe today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he's 60-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose leg muscles are tightened up when he start to walk right more than the left. He is having numbness, pain and weakness in the legs. He has a back pain also. His hand sometime jumps up. He sleeps in the recliner for the last 20 years. He was seen by vascular surgery. He had a stent in the legs. EMG of the lower extremity is done. He had a MRI and PET scan done, also seen by pulmonologist. He feels lightheaded and dizzy when he's standing up. He becomes confused on and off. Sometimes does not remember where he is going. Short-term memory is not good. MRI of the brain done, which is normal. Past medical history, anxiety, benzodiazepine dependent, low back pain, COPD, chronic pain, chronic rheumatic heart disease, COPD, depression, diabetes mellitus, hyperlipidemia, hypertensive disorder, hypertriglyceridemia, insomnia, neuropathy, history of opioid dependence, panic attack, peripheral vascular disease, past surgical history, left nephrectomy, stent in the iliac arteries, right shoulder surgery, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, albuterol, amlodipine, aspirin 81 mg, atorvastatin 10 mg, buprenorphine, naloxone, cholecalciferol, gabapentin 800 mg, lisinopril, metformin, metoprolol, mirtazapine, vitamin D, polyethylene glycol, socialisti, smoke one pack of cigarette per day, does not drink alcohol, does not use any drugs. He is a packer, he is married but lives alone. Family history, mother deceased with chronic renal failure, father deceased, two sister, alive and healthy, one brother, disease due to MI. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine. eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having vertigo, lightheadedness, confusion, memory loss, numbness, tingling in the feet, trouble walking, depression, anxiety, joint pain, joint stiffness, muscle pain, back pain. Physical examination, blood pressure 90 over 60, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, ball sound present. Neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, current at time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator. Drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 545. Deep tender reflexes, upper extremity 2 over 4, lower extremity 1 over 4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed decreased pin prick and vibratory sensation in the feet, gait ataxic, Cronberg test positive, assessment and plan, 60-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, peripheral sensory neuropathy. Number 2, gait ataxia. Number 4, vertigo and lightheadedness. Number 5, memory loss. Number 6, depression. Number 7, anxiety. Number 8, joint pain, joint stiffness, muscle pain, back pain. Next paragraph. He already had MRI of the brain, which is negative. His MRI of the LS spine shows chronic degenerative changes of the lumbosacral spine. Is most of the problem is due to the neuropathy, which can be due to the diabetes. But I would like to order the blood test, including B12, folate, TSH, hemoglobin A1C, iron, total iron binding capacity, and vitamin D. Part of the problem is he has a peripheral vascular disease. I advised him to use cane. I would like to see him back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.